Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. No, we're not trying to sell your product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very.
Thank you very much. Do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of the new Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school
of the building?
Yes.
Just the building?
Yes.
But the building is fine.
So that would be very satisfied
very,
or somewhat?
Yeah. Very satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not important at all?
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence at all.
No confidence at all. Thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing schools facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
We'll not vote for it, period.
So that would be definitely vote against, or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
Oh, the second one.
The second one, thank you. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced, influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving school facilities. The first one is learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
It would not increase our property tax?
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Would you say you're strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, or not at all influenced to support?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all, because our property tax just doubled.
The next one is learning that the school facilities are not maintained and preserved. It will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Oh, really? They got all new schools from Hurricane Katrina.
So would you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support the 20-year millage renewal?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Not at all.
Learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Not at all.
Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Still not at all.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Still not at all.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
And by the way, thank you very much for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot, that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely would not vote for it.
Okay. So that would be vote against.
Vote against.
Okay. Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans public schools? Yes or no?
No, no.
A teacher, are you a teacher or is anyone in your household a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you very much. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
61 and above.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school, high school grad, some college or trade school.
I finished trade school.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Goodbye.